Have you ever built a life that looks successful from the outside, yet inside, you're haunted by a relentless critical voice telling you that you're never quite good enough? For daughters of narcissistic mothers, this disconnect between external achievement and internal suffering is painfully familiar. You may excel at caring for others while having no idea how to care for yourself. You might be everyone's rock, yet feel fundamentally unworthy of love and support. This isn't a character flaw, it's the legacy of growing up with a mother who, due to her own psychological limitations, couldn't see you as separate from herself or put your needs before her own. With approximately 4.8% of American women meeting the clinical criteria for narcissistic personality disorder and many more exhibiting narcissistic traits, this hidden trauma affects countless women who often suffer in silence. Growing up with a narcissistic mother creates a unique kind of invisible confinement. Consider Holly, a successful 45-year-old real estate agent with a loving relationship with her daughter. Yet beneath this competent exterior, Holly can't maintain positive feelings about herself. When she makes mistakes, her internal critic launches into familiar attacks. You're so stupid. You never do anything right. This pattern emerges because narcissistic mothers teach their daughters that their needs and feelings don't matter. Your role becomes reflecting well on your mother, making her feel good about herself and never outshining her. The consequences follow you into adulthood. Difficulty setting boundaries, a harsh inner critic, physical stress symptoms, constant self-doubt, and living for others rather than yourself. These aren't weaknesses, they're adaptive responses to growing up in an environment where your emotional needs weren't met. Narcissism manifests in two distinct flavors, grandiose and vulnerable, though both share the same core ingredient, deep-seated insecurity. The grandiose narcissistic mother is like hot sauce ice cream, overwhelming with her dominant personality. She appears extremely confident, expects special treatment, needs to be the center of attention, and maintains an obsession with status. By contrast, the vulnerable narcissistic mother presents a quieter, challenge-like vanilla compared to the hot sauce version. She appears chronically unsure of herself, often depressed or anxious, yet paradoxically demands constant validation and support. Her feelings dominate family interactions without her recognizing the impact on others. Understanding which type your mother exhibits helps clarify your experience and illuminate your healing path. The impact of either type creates similar wounds: difficulty with self-worth, challenges maintaining boundaries, and struggles with authentic self-expression. Imagine constantly questioning your perception of reality. That's the essence of gaslighting, a particularly damaging experience for daughters of narcissistic mothers. Like gas itself, gaslighting is invisible until it overpowers you, making you doubt yourself and potentially feel crazy. Narcissistic mothers employ various gaslighting styles, minimizing your feelings, you're too sensitive, one-upping your problems, threatening, deflecting responsibility, criticizing to control, cross-examining until you doubt yourself, denying reality outright, or keeping score of favors to create endless obligation. These behaviors create profound emotional confusion, leading to three primary psychological wounds: misplaced guilt for having normal needs, suppressed anger that often turns inward as depression, and deep shame about being fundamentally flawed. What makes these dynamics particularly confusing is that narcissistic mothers may possess cognitive empathy, intellectually understanding others' perspectives, while lacking emotional empathy, the ability to genuinely feel others' emotions. This creates interactions where a mother might say seemingly perfect comforting words without genuine warmth, leaving you wondering why you still feel empty and unsupported. For daughters of narcissistic mothers, anxious thought patterns often feel like being trapped on a mental hamster wheel. While some people easily discard negative thoughts like junk mail, you likely experience a non-stop critical inner conversation. This constant mental chatter prevents living in the present moment, creating a double burden first for your perceived failings, then for your inability to stop obsessing about them. Three childhood patterns make this particularly challenging. You learn to stay in your head because your mother needed the spotlight. You learn to judge your thoughts because expressing them led to negative consequences. And you learn to doubt your reality through gaslighting. Breaking free starts with distinguishing between signal thoughts that provide useful information and noise thoughts that merely create distress, creating psychological distance by externalizing your anxiety, giving it a name separate from yourself. Allows you to change your relationship with these thoughts. This doesn't eliminate them, but helps you pursue what matters despite the mental bully. That pervasive feeling that something is wrong with you has a name: shame. Unlike guilt, feeling bad about actions, shame is the painful belief that you yourself are fundamentally flawed. Perfectionism and shame intertwine for daughters of narcissistic mothers, because mistakes were met with criticism rather than guidance, teaching you that if one makes a mistake, one is a mistake. Alongside shame, you likely experience a complex grief mourning something never had. This ambiguous loss describes grieving someone physically present but psychologically absent. Unlike traditional grief with established rituals, this hidden grief lacks ceremony or social recognition. Healing requires recognizing that your feelings of self-blame, shame, and self-doubt aren't your fault. While you can't control the thoughts that arise, you can practice self-compassion and set boundaries that honor your worth. Like a shattered vase that becomes something new and beautiful, you can transform your experiences into strengths through post-traumatic growth, appreciating life differently, connecting meaningfully with others, seeing new possibilities, discovering inner strengths, and finding deeper meaning. Boundaries are your internal rules about what treatment you'll accept from others. Like painted lines on roads, they keep you safe and guide you through challenging situations. Daughters of narcissistic mothers often struggle with boundaries because they weren't allowed to develop them in childhood. Their experiences taught them they had no right to privacy, couldn't say no, weren't entitled to their feelings, or were responsible for others' emotions. Setting healthy boundaries requires practicing feeling uncomfortable without immediately trying to escape that discomfort. Start with smaller boundaries in safe relationships before tackling more challenging situations. True assertiveness means expressing thoughts, feelings, and wants respectfully, not aggressively. Remember that healthy boundaries aren't about controlling others, but about taking responsibility for your own well-being. When others resist your boundaries, it often reflects their own struggles, rather than any failing on your part. The journey to reclaiming your authentic self has just begun, and you are absolutely worth the effort it takes to break free from the invisible chains of your past.